Well, it's been quite a fun day today. We had a Refresh Friday this morning. It kicked off and we had John at John with Beard, Alex at Luke's 2, James Random, James underscore Random. We had Steve, I can't remember Steve's Twitter name, but it was great to see him, and Ian, who's always been a couple of times before. And Sarah Nicole was there from Antenna's sort of overseer and I don't know, a bit of a morale officer. It's great to have her about. And we had quite an extended breakfast. But after that, there's one thing I've been wanting to do for a while, and that's have, or they've been there, which is the hot desks in Lace Market House, or at least within the PCM projects environment. And that's, there's two desks in my office, and then of course there's the sofa space down in the studio. And Alex came along and has been using one of the desks in my office, which has been great to have a bit of company and find out a bit about what he's doing. And also brought PCM Projects itself into a next step, because PCM Projects has been myself and sort of transient collaborators, and it's only really been over the last year where Phil has been around much more regularly that PCM Projects has kind of taken on a bit more solidity and has been used. And of course the Seed Ups was a run under the PCM Projects banner, and Alex was signing, doing his LinkedIn profile, and needed a company of which he, you know, he's worked on to start filling out his profile. And I was quite flattered really that he asked if he could come on the PCM Creative one. And well, PCM Creative is just me, so I've really been trying to separate those identities, because I have my identity. Most of the PCM project collaborators until now, although they've been freelancers, they've not really had a strong presence in their own right, whereas Phil of course has his Medium and is a project most of the time volunteer for PCM projects. We're hoping that sometime soon we can turn that into something a little bit more a professional working. But one of the reasons why I'm doing this audio boo today is wanting to do Lace Market Fit Camp. And I have a personal trainer, or I had a personal trainer called Tim Wooldridge, who's Tim underscore Wooldridge, or could be Tim Wooldridge on Twitter, I remember, who is an awesome, absolutely awesome personal trainer, but I can't afford him. But I discovered that he does fit camps or boot camps, and he runs these in Derby at the moment. And thought what a great opportunity it would be to run something locally. And Nick Max, who is the management facilitator at Lace Market House, is currently managing Lace Market Square, and I just thought what a brilliant opportunity it would be to run them here. They're going to be on a Friday from 3:30 to 4:30, maybe 4 till 5, but initially 3:30 to 4:30. So you'll have Refresh Friday in the morning, do a bit of work, bit of blogging, a bit of social content, maybe you have to go into your office, do some admin, but Lace Market House, PCM Projects head office will be available with some desks and some working space. And then we'll finish or start the weekend with a bit of energy. It's going to be quite exclusive. There's 10 slots per session, maybe up to 10 at the very, very most. But Tim says he'd much rather work with just 6. £10 a session, £12.50 if you want to do pay as you go. So you commit to 6 sessions and you'll pay just £60. A little bit more if you want to sort of dip in and out. So I'm hoping that we can get 6 permanents who really are going to come quite committedly, and we might be able to share that between us to make sure there's always those six, and then anyone else who wants to join, £12.50 on the day, and hopefully we won't go beyond 10. But that's going to be in Lace Market House. And I thought, I just wanted to see what the space was like at that time, which is why I'm doing this podcast now. And also a little bit of a catch-up of the day so far, because it's been an interesting few days, because Phil is in Alabama, at Phil Campbell. And we work together a lot, and we are practitioners in our own right. So the last thing that I think the world media needs is both of us. I think this is very much Phil's signature project, and it's really important that Phil has that, and it is his own, and there's no blurred lines of it being a PCM project, managed project, because this is most certainly a signature Phil Campbell Medium piece. Although, you know, I'm more than happy and delighted to support him behind the scenes with HTML and with Twitter and the things that he needs that just means that he doesn't have to engage with those if he hasn't the time. The Wi-Fi out there and the 3G I think is quite tricky, so hopefully just him being able to, you know, send me an email, ask me to do something, put something online. That's kind of my role in this project. So if you haven't been seeing me on Twitter, it's not because I'm staying out of the way. It's because I'm kind of listening. I want to see who is engaging with the Phil Campbell project, and provide as much information for them as they need on their terms to be able to engage back. Because I think, you know, even if people donate £20, it's a real cause. And I think these humanitarian projects where there's been devastation, whether it's been in Japan or whether it's America or whether it's even natural disasters in the UK, there's a tendency to things to get forgotten. And it does take years for these things to regrow. I do hope people have heard that, because I think I've just had my finger over the microphone for the entire time. Anyway, I'm going to get off. I've checked out the space, which is the photograph that you can see. If you're interested in taking part in the Fit Camp, at PCM Creative on Twitter, and anything from this podcast, if you want to come in and use the desks, if you want to take part in a PCM project, if you want to bring PCM projects into your event to do some on-the-ground coverage. Obviously, it's not going to be as epic as the road trip out to Phil Campbell, but we're certainly looking for the next road trip for America at Chrissy, who has done a phenomenal job driving. I think she loves her drive. So if you could find a project that sent them zooming across America, I'm sure they would be delighted to take that challenge. And then, of course, in the UK, any conferences, we can't really do road trips to the same extent in the UK, because we drive from Land's End to John O'Groats, and that's it, really. But big conferences, especially sort of London, Manchester, Birmingham, even Glasgow, Edinburgh, where you want someone to come up and report real time on your event and feed that to your website, be that podcasts or photos or video. And once we have our command centre up and running, we will be able to have a portable web studio with us as well. So with a 13 amp socket and a hefty, you know, 2 meg up, 2 meg down Ethernet cable, we can make media to our heart's content. So I hope that's been a bit of a insight to what's going on here, and, you know, that you'll want to come and take part in the PCM world, because I think we just want to explore media and help each other move along and develop and make sense of this world that we live in, and not just in a sense of technology, because technology is just a means to an end. At the end of the day, we're human beings who, you know, have got to live, engage and integrate into this world. So yeah, now it's getting a little bit philosophical, so I'm going to go.